From Puck, the Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, has flown down to South America in his private plane, accompanied by his fellow adventurers Lil DeVril and Kolu, and by their Latin American friend Ramon O'Reilly. They're heading for the O'Reilly Ranch to investigate a mystery in which Ramon's father seems to be deeply involved. The adventurers were not far from the ranch when they ran into a tropical tornado that damaged their plane severely, so badly, in fact, that Jim has ordered his companions to bail out with the only three parachutes available, leaving him to land the plane as best he can. But Jim is having a mighty hard time of it, for the engine of his plane seems to be going out of action.
Boy, that engine sounds bad. Very bad. Uh-oh. There it goes. No more engine. Jim Bradley, if you've been saving some luck for a rainy day, now's the time to use it in pronto. We're just about 800 feet up and coming down fast. All I can see down there are trees. No place to land at all. 700 feet. Still don't see anything but trees. Didn't think there were so many trees in all South America. 650 feet. Hey, maybe there's some open space to the south. Well, there's lots of it just beyond the trees there. Oh, I'll never make it, though. We're dropping too fast. Less than 500 feet now. Maybe not, though. Still might be able to make it if I could just stay out of a spin. All right, so far. We're losing altitude, but we're getting nearer to the edge of the forest and the fields beyond it. Pampas. That's what they call them. Look as smooth as a dinner table from up here. We're coming down fast now, awfully fast. Almost past the trees, too. Just about 100 yards to go, and we'll be in the clear. Gosh, I can almost reach down and touch the top of the trees. 50 yards to go now. If I can only stay above the trees. No, we hit them. Good God.
Faster, Kolu. We've got to go faster.
Yes, Miss Lil. Doing best to make way through forest.
I know, Kolu, but we've got to find the plane in the next hour, or it'll be too dark to search anymore until morning.
Maybe find Juan Jim pretty soon. Yeah. We're very near the edge of forest where the plane went down.
We should be. After the hiking we've done since we first hit the ground.
Look there, Miss Lil. You see?
Why?
The plane, there to the right. See broken tip of wing between trees?
Oh, yes. Yes, let's get over there fast and see if Jim is safe.
Yes.
Look, Kolu, he's still in the plane.
Yes, his hand's still on controls.
Do you think that he...
Dead? Don't know yet. Kolu, climb up into plane.
Well, Kolu, is he...
It's all right, Miss Lil.
Oh, thank
Juan
heaven.
Juan's not dead. Just knocked out. Kolu, get him out of plane and down on ground. Then we take care of him. He'd be all right again.
Oh, gosh, Jim. You gave us quite a scare.
Yes, Juan Jim. We think maybe this be last adventure of Jungle Jim.
So did I. Oh, say, where's Ramon?
Well, we don't know, Jim, exactly.
What do you mean? Didn't he land safely?
Well, we don't know, not for sure. Neither Kolu nor I actually saw him hit the ground. He jumped right before I did, but a sudden gust of wind caught his chute when he was halfway down and blew him way off course.
Oh.
I was lucky enough to land almost in Kolu's lap.
Then we watch your plane, and when engine starts limping, we start running.
And Ramon probably did the same thing, so we ought to be along fairly soon now.
I hope so, Lil.
Yeah.
Getting so dark, he'll never find us at all unless we help him.
Juan Jim, mean we should build signal fire?
Well, sure, Kolu. That won't be hard. Plenty of dry wood around.
Mm, but Juan Jim, fire might tell many people, not just Juan Ramon, where we are.
That's right, Kolu, but we'll have to take that chance. Can't let Ramon wander around all night looking for us.
Well, now that's what I call a beautiful fire.
Uh-huh. Use a lot of light.
And heat, too, thank goodness. Gee, these South American nights are cold.
They are in the Pampas. We're right on the edge of them. Same climate, more or less, Lil, as Montana and...
Jim.
Hmm?
Did you hear that?
Yes. Sounds like somebody coming toward us. Must be Ramon.
Juan Jim, that noise not made by Ramon O'Reilly, but by many men. Many.
Kolu's right.
Easy, little Kolu. They may be perfectly friendly. But just in case they aren't, we'll get up and move over to the other side of the fire. That way, we'll have our backs to the plane.
Do not move, senor. Our way is short, to kill.
Well, Jim and his friends seem to be up against a brand new danger now. Under the guns of desperados who shoot first and ask questions later. Just who they are and what they're after, we'll find out in just a moment when we return to our adventure of Jungle Jim. But meanwhile, let me tell you, you're in for extra pleasure if you're one of the millions of folks who read Puck, the comic weekly. Yes, over 20 million readers know they can count on it for action, thrills, and adventure. They know that the brilliant full-color pages of Puck, the comic weekly, contain over 24 top-notch features. Features that make it America's favorite funnies. Blondie, Maggie and Jiggs, The Lone Ranger, Little Annie Rooney, Dick's Adventures are among them. They're all on hand every week to bring you that extra reading pleasure. And it's easy to get your share, for Puck, the Comic Weekly, is distributed by leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. One of them brings it to this city, so ask for that paper. Look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to Jungle Jim. Together with Lil and Kolu, Jim is half crouching beside the signal fire they've built to guide their friend Ramon to them through the woods. But instead of Ramon, a group of armed men has found them. A group whose leader has just called out from the darkness.
Do not move, senor. Where we shoot, to kill.
What do you want?
Your guns. That is the first thing. Throw them toward me on the ground.
I'm sorry, mister. You want our guns, you'll have to come and get them.
Silencio! Silencio, muchachos! Senor, do not talk like a big fool. We out here are 10 men. You are only 2.
There are 3 of us. I've got a gun, too, and I'm holding on to it.
That girl, Lil.
Well, mister, you can't have our guns. What's the second thing you want?
We want to know what is your business here.
Sorry, can't help you there either.
You will not tell us why you are here?
No, and you can't make us.
No, senor. That we will see. Esto no se americano, fianzan.
Lil, Kolo.
Que los tememos.
I don't understand much Spanish.
Tememos los
inmediatamente. And I think they're talking about Russian. Our only hope of standing them off is to beat them to the punch by firing first.
Yeah.
Over their heads, of course.
Not one, Jim.
And just a minute. Lil, you ready?
Yeah, just a minute. Yeah, Jim, I'm all set.
All right. Then now it is.
Jim, that didn't do much good. It sounds now as if they're really angry.
Come on, Jim, we better shoot some more before too late.
Sure.
Wait, in just a second.
Jim, what was that?
I don't know. It sounded like a revolver. Yep, that's it, all right. And I think I know whose revolver, too.
Ramon?
Right, Lil. If it isn't, then we really are sorry.
Senor, for the last time, will you give up your guns, or must we take them from you?
I'll tell you in a minute.
What?
As soon as my friend gets here. The one who's shooting at you from the other side. Yep, that's him.
Your friend? Are you so sure?
Before we both go to work on you, I'll make it positive. Oh, Ramon! Ramon!
Yes, Jim, I'm coming.
Oh, brother, that's a relief.
Ramon? Did you say his name is Ramon?
That's right. Ramon O'Reilly.
Oh, no, it cannot be. It cannot be.
And why not?
Because Ramon O'Reilly is my friend since the days of our childhood.
Oh, yeah? Listen, I'll believe that when you prove it.
I will, senor, I will. Ramon O'Reilly.
Yes, who calls me?
Your friend, Jorge Albanes.
Jorge!
Well, Jorge, we're all friends now.
Again, I ask your pardon, senor. Forgive me.
Nothing to forgive, Jorge. We looked right like trespassers on your land, and that's what we were.
Jorge, can you help us get to the nearest town, one with a hotel, so we can get some rest tonight?
The town of Rosario is such a place, and it is not far, about 6 miles. So if you will come with us to where we have our horses, we will pick out the best one for you and I myself.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Lil. Oh, looks as if you got yourself a real good night's sleep.
I certainly did. I'm raring to go now.
Good. Now, we'll be setting out just as soon as Ramon and Kolo show up with our car.
Our car?
Huh?
Well, I didn't know we had one.
Well, maybe we don't. But they went out early this morning to rent one.
Well, then they probably got one. After all, Ramon knows Spanish and Kolo knows cars. Then what, Jim? What's on the schedule?
Fill up these canteens with water.
Why?
Well, from here, we're heading south toward a very tiny village called Barrazol.
Oh.
It's about 100 miles from here, across one of the worst deserts in South America.
Well, is there any special reason to head for Barrazol?
Yes, Lil. It's the nearest spot in the whole country to Ramon's family estate, the Palacio O'Reilly.
Oh, so the sooner we get moving in the direction of the Palacio, the better, huh?
That's right. Oh, here come Ramon and Colo now.
Oh,
look.
Yes. Oh, and they're driving quite a jalopy.
Hello there.
Hi. Where'd you get that?
Nice going, Ramon. Didn't think you'd pick up a car so fast.
Neither did I until Colo got on the job.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, we got turned down by half a dozen people with cars to rent before Colo figured out what was wrong. Jim, they were afraid to do business with anybody who was going anywhere near the Palacio O'Reilly.
Yes, Juan Jim. When he say we traveling south, they say, no, not to where devil giants are. No, never.
Yes, that's right. You know, I had not realized just how strong that legend has become in these parts. So, Colo suggested we play a little trick. The next fellow we came across, I told him we wanted to drive north to visit the oldest Spanish fort at Santa Roya. And he practically gave us the car.
Juan Jim, better we start right now.
All right, Colo, but why?
Because maybe somebody tried to stop us.
What's that, Colo?
We'll talk about that in the road. Oh. Come on, hop in and let's roll.
Okay. All right, Colo, we're on the road now. What were you talking about before?
Hey, yes, Colo. Who was that somebody you thought might try to stop us?
Big dark man, dark like Indian. First we see him in garage. Then he follow us all around. And each time Juan Ramon say we want to go to Palacio, Indian make face full of murder.
Well, whoever he was, I guess we gave him the slip.
Oh, Colo, yeah. You better pull over. There's a car coming up behind us, and he looks as if he wants the whole road.
Way over, Colo. Trying to run us off the road into that ditch.
He's the man we spotted back in town, the same one.
What? Same one, all right, wants to kill us.
Well, that's just what he's going to do. He shoves us an inch near the ditch. Colo!
Yes, Juan Jim.
We've only got one chance. Slam on your brakes and let him shoot ahead.
But Juan Jim, maybe we turn over.
We'll have to risk it. Now, Colo, now or never.
Once again, Jungle Jim and his companions find themselves face to face with death in their efforts to outwit the forces that are trying to stop them from getting to the bottom of the mystery of the Palacio O'Reilly. Be with us next week when we continue this dangerous adventure of Jungle Jim.